So you get so many messages every single day, emails that hit your bulk folder or your spam folder. And like a lot of times, who has time to go through all those, right?
Not me.
Right. So setting the bar stories, which kind of walks the tightrope of setting the bar and the feel good. And I think you'll know at the end which side it's on.
Okay.
But if you can manage to make it through the day without almost losing a chance at $3 million because of your spam folder, you're doing okay.
Well, you said almost, so she didn't?
Laura just happened to be looking through her spam folder for an email from a friend, right?
Uh-huh.
Came across an email in her spam folder that said she'd won the lottery. Now, how many times do we get those emails? Like, that say,
like,
you've won.
All the time.
Yeah, you could be a millionaire. You could win.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's like, okay.
And it's usually
yeah.
a solicitation or promotion or something.
Yes, and like 99.7% of the time, those are fake. But this wasn't totally random because Laura had actually purchased a Mega Millions ticket on the Michigan Lottery website for a drawing a few weeks ago.
Wow.
So she did something smart, though. When she saw this email come across, she's like, man, this just doesn't seem like it's completely fishy, but it doesn't seem like something I should click any links on. So what she did was she actually logged onto her Michigan Lottery account. And guess what? It was legit. She won $3 million.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So you can just log onto your account and it'll be like, yeah, winner. Yay.
Yeah. So, right.
Oh,
right.
Wow.
So she went through her account with the Michigan Lottery because she had purchased the ticket online.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So like how many times? Well, and she then was like, you know what? I've added the Michigan Lottery to my safe senders list on my email. So, you know, the next time you win the lottery, that,
there you go.
That won't get sent.
Spam.
Yeah, that won't get sent to spam. But see,
smart.
Like this still could be dangerous because how many of us are going to hear this story and be like, oh, okay, then search your spam and click on every little link that says, hey, you could be a millionaire. Right.
And then you can end up with a virus on your computer.
Right, exactly. So it's still kind of a setting the bar. But listen, Laura's $3 million richer, so she doesn't think it is.
Oh, wow.